Welcome to the Wealthy Speaker Podcast. This is the podcast dedicated to people who want to speak more as a way to build their income and grow their business. Welcome, everyone, to the Wealthy Speaker Podcast. I'm Jane Atkinson, and today we are going to be talking about Facebook ads. It's something that I personally want to understand more about, and I suspect that some of you have thought about running ads. Maybe you're already running ads. Our special guest expert, now, Claire, I want to make sure I get this right, is Claire Pelletreau. Am I saying that correctly?
It was beautiful.
Oh, yay! Well, welcome to the podcast, Claire. I'm so glad you're here.
Thank you so much for having me, Jane. I've been looking forward to this for a long time.
Well, this has been a long time coming. I first heard about you, I think, through Brooke Castillo, either on her podcast or in, she promotes you like in the business school part of her thing. And I'm like, okay, I need to know more about Claire. And so we immediately asked if you would be on the podcast. And I was very, very grateful that you said yes. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. Yeah. It's always great when Brooke sends people my way because they're always great people.
Yeah, that's good. Well, let's talk about, you know, the kind of business. What types of things do you do for people to help them get their Facebook ads better?
Sure. So I run ads. I actually do the ad management and implementation for just a handful of clients every month. I've been working with the same clients now for couple of years. And then the most of my revenue actually comes from my do-it-yourself Facebook ad course, which is really the fundamentals, how to get your Facebook and Instagram ads running, and then what to do with them when they are running. And then I have this one other program, which is I train ad consultants to be more effective in the ads that they run for other people.
Awesome. And I believe one of your ad consultants is somebody that we're going to be using here in the future. So thank you so much for that. And oh, I just really want everybody to hear how you have leveraged yourself. Because when we're out trading our time for money, obviously there are limits because there are limits on time. And so speakers in our world often start out trading their time for money and then they're looking for ways to leverage. And I think your model is fantastic in terms of, you know, just showing people how they can do that. Let's dive right in though to what some of the mistakes you might see people making when trying to run Facebook ads and on and Instagram. And, you know, we'll kind of wear our speaker hat when we're talking.
Sure. I would say that the biggest mistake people make when it comes to paid advertising is doing it because they think they're supposed to, but without a real strategy in place. Mm. So this question of, okay, let me put $5, $10, $20, $100 behind some ad to do what? Right. Like, what is the end goal? And if you aren't really sure of what that is, and you've realized that you're just, you know, boosting posts or something because Facebook is encouraging you to, or you heard on some podcast that maybe Facebook ads would be the answer, that's usually where money goes down the drain.
Okay. So, yes, it's true. It's become a pay-to-play game on Facebook when you go into your business page and you see, oh, your post reached 236 of your 11,000 followers, you get a tad depressed. So, let's talk about boosting posts as the first idea. And also beyond that, why we might want to, you know, let's talk about through a few of the strategies that we might actually use Facebook ads for.
Sure. It's a great thing to start with a boost post button because Facebook really does, you know, want you to give them your money in order to be seen by the people who have already raised their hands by liking your page or following you. They want you to pay in order to get in front of them. And I'm not against that. Something that's important to know, however, about the boost post button is that Facebook has these different types of, they're called objectives when you get into like the actual creation of a campaign.
Okay.
And each objective basically tells Facebook, I want these ads shown by a certain type of Facebook user. When you hit the boost post button, it automatically defaults to users who are likely to hit like or maybe comment or maybe double tap on Instagram, it's not somebody who's necessarily clicking over to your site, signing up for something, getting more information, reading. It's really people who are staying on the Facebook platform. They're kind of low quality users.
Okay. So if we are, so maybe paying to boost a post might not be, and I'm so glad you cleared that up for me because I've thought about it. Should I? Shouldn't I? And what we tend to do, tell me if this is wrong, is we tend to just boost ones that seem to be organically popular.
Sure. And I do that as well. But okay. I do it when the objective that I want is literally engagement. I'm not asking them to go over to my site. A perfect example was when I was bringing back my podcast and right. I did a post on Facebook that was just like, get ready, it's coming. That's all I needed for people to see. I didn't even care if they liked it.
Right.
It was just information to get in front of them, but they had to take no action for that to be a good use of my money.
Beautiful.
If you put a link to your lead magnet on Facebook, and then you're like, oh, this is doing well, or it looks like I'm getting signups, I want to put some money behind it as an ad, definitely do that. But use the ads manager, make your objective conversions, which is now I'm getting sort of into the nitty gritty. Mm-hmm. But that's where a conversion is when somebody goes off of Facebook, does something like sign up for something free or buys. And that's when you want to use ads, typically, when you want people to take those actions.
And I think what a lot of people will be like me, where I am the worst at the analytics.
Uh-huh.
I am so bad at, like, I would rather just throw the money at it and then turn my head the opposite way. And that's why we need people like you and what you do. So somebody is at the other end saying, okay, I noticed that this ad did really well when we did this, but not really well when we did this, you know, split testing and things like that, right? Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Really watching to see what happens. So let's...
And it doesn't have to be complicated. Just the example that you said, like when we did this, that could mean we used one image versus another.
I
helped somebody as an affiliate for a big program, and we just tested an image of my client with the person who was running the course. Mm-hmm. In sort of a more like organic on vacation type setting versus something that looked very polished, and the less polished image did very well compared to.
Interesting.
So
interesting.
These are simple tests.
That's a good point, even that you're making off to the side, because more authenticity seems to be the way the pendulum is swinging these days. You know, on Instagram, people don't necessarily want that polished, oh, that person has a perfect life. Show me you with crying babies around you, you know, changing a dirty diaper or something like that. And I feel like people will be like, thank you. Is that true? Is it, give me somewhere.
I never give feedback on my students' ads until they've run them. Because it doesn't really matter what I think about the image or the copy. It matters what the audience thinks and how Facebook's algorithm perceives what they think. So I just remember inheriting an ad account that the most effective ad was this tremendously ugly drawn image of a guy like holding his head in his hands. Like somebody who looked distressed, it was so ugly and it outperformed every single thing I tested.
Wow. So that showed you early on that your own personal tastes were not what was important. It's really the writing on the wall is the numbers on the screen.
But it's good to try these different angles. Like instead of let's try an image that has me, you know, in this one outfit and I'm looking to the left versus looking straight at the camera. No, that's too similar.
Right.
Be dramatic in your tests.
Okay.
So if it's images or if it's copy, you know, start by asking a question or start by making a bold statement that you know people are going to be like, wait, what? You know, test out these different kinds of things, not small tweaks.
Okay. Okay. Very good. So if we were to start a list of reasons why we might post advertising, it's not, let's talk about, it's not really, yes, getting a speaking engagement is the end result. But let's talk about why we might actually do that, because it's probably that you're not going to book, you're not going to say on a Facebook ad, book me, I'm a speaker. Talk about that a little bit.
Right. No, there's no way that you're going to get speaking gigs directly off of a Facebook ad. That's not what you're advertising for. What you're advertising is your point of view, the way that you can transform people's lives with your points of views or books or courses or the speaking that you've done for other people. You know, you're really just trying to show people that you can help them with a specific problem. Mm-hmm. And then, I mean, Jane, you can tell me on the back end how you turn that, like those email subscribers or right. a Facebook following, an Instagram following, how you turn that into speaking gigs. Facebook ads are perfect for taking a strategy that works organically. So whatever your clients are doing to get speaking gigs, mm-hmm. and then amplifying that by just getting in front of more people.
Yeah. And I love the idea, this whole concept of find what works and then double down on that. Mm-hmm. You know, oftentimes we're trying to always fix the things that didn't work. Just find what did work and then double down on that. So we talk about pulling people into your fan base and then keeping them there until they buy from you, you know, because not everybody is looking for a speaker for their 2020 conference right now. But if you pull them in and you keep feeding them great thought leadership, if you mm-hmm. keep feeding them great blog posts or infographics or whatever they might be, whatever kind of lead magnets that you have, or maybe it's your podcast, just keep it, think about it like a long-term relationship. And I think Facebook ad is, the goal is to get that relationship started, don't you?
Definitely. Absolutely. You said at the beginning of this recording that, you know, we only have so much time and all of these things, you know, that we work on, everything we do in business to grow an audience, to create offerings to people, that all takes time. I personally much prefer to spend money than spend my time. Mm. So I use ads primarily as an audience builder for myself, for my podcast, because I know the people, and this is just literally a byproduct. This was not my goal. But when I started promoting my podcast more, and a big part of that was with ads, I started getting speaking engagements because it was literally my voice, my thoughts, my kind of ridiculous questions that I ask my guests
right.
in front of more listeners. And those listeners started to pay attention.
Right. Right. And so one of the reasons why you may have done that in the beginning is to build your list and to build your listenership for your podcast. So back to our original point is we're really looking for a very specific outcome. Maybe there's a lead magnet that you want to plant in front of people in order to, you know, pull them into your fan base and start marketing to them. Let's talk a little bit about what do you think is the best way to really just build your list quickly? What are some of the best ways that you've seen?
With ads specifically?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, the cheapest and fastest is always some kind of downloadable PDF report, something that can be consumed extremely quickly.
Okay.
I don't, however, recommend that as the end-all be-all ad, because a lot of times, I mean, Jane, I'm sure you've done this, is you've seen an ad, you've clicked, you've signed up. Maybe you read the report, maybe you didn't, mm-hmm. but you completely forgot about the person.
Right.
I spend my money on ads to a webinar, basically, because that starts to, or in my, I mean, this is the other campaign that I always have ongoing, to my podcast, because it starts the relationship a lot faster. Yes, it's more expensive, because for every, I guess I pay 50 cents to get somebody over to a page on my site that has a podcast interview embedded there. Okay. I have no way of tracking how many people are listening.
Okay.
But if I say 1 out of 5, 1 out of 10 people are listening, if I pay $5 for a new listener, because I know my stats in terms of, you know, then what actions people take after listening.
Because they're going into a funnel. The webinar is just the beginning, and then they're going into a funnel.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes they go straight into the funnel. Sometimes they go to the podcast that also has audio advertisements for that funnel, and I can see the cost per sign up.
Right.
And it's way more expensive, that cost per sign up, than if I just sent them to a PDF. But the quality of that subscriber is so much higher. I see them converting into customers at a much higher rate.
Right.
So I basically get to promote my podcast and make sales from this one campaign.
Perfect. Okay. So you're getting podcast listeners and they're turning into, it really is very difficult to kind of put a quantity on, okay, I had this many listeners of my podcast that week, and then I had X number of people reach out. That one, that number is very difficult, but you might be able to say, I had 300 people on my webinar and I had 30 people sign up, right?
That so doesn't happen. Just FYI, those numbers.
Okay, give me some numbers that do happen.
300 would be, for me, 3 to 6 people would sign up.
Okay, that's perfect. 1% or something like that would sign up. Okay, so that's good. You're giving us stats that are logical stats, because I don't know what your stats would be. And I don't even know what expectations I have for my own, because I've launched so many things through webinars that I don't have. I don't have stats like that. Okay, so a webinar is a great idea. A downloadable product, though, is the beginning of the building of a relationship, but you have to have a plan after that, is what you were saying.
Exactly. So I teach a lot of Brooke students, and that's what she teaches. I believe is what she teaches, because it seems to be what they're all doing, is some kind of downloadable PDF opt-in, and then they're encouraging people to get on a sales call, like a free, you know, it's basically to sell them into coaching.
Yep.
And some people do a tremendous job of that getting them onto the call and then selling them on the calls, and other people do not. I am not on the back end of all of that, but my guess is it's simply the content of the emails. It's how compelling the story is, or describing, you know, the transformation that could happen. And here, if you want that transformation, let's talk, something like that.
Right.
I can't be 100% sure, but that's what I suspect is the difference between somebody who can book people onto a call after a lead magnet is simply the content of the emails.
Right. And again, we are likely not talking about booking speeches.
Right.
We're talking about kind of people who are doing different types of systems. They're offering coaching products or group coaching or whatever it might be. And so just be aware of that when you're thinking about what your own strategy might be. Okay, let's get into a little bit of the nitty gritty of investing and finances. So you said that you could pay up to $5 for a lead, but that's paying off on you on the back end. Did I hear that correctly?
I am actually paying between $20 and $50 a lead from those podcast ads, because the $5 is what I'm guessing is what it costs for me to get somebody to actually listen, maybe between $5 and $10 to a full episode of the shows that I'm promoting, because I do carousel ads that show different episodes. It's kind of like a choose your own adventure ad.
Oh, and that's cool.
Image that they click on would go to a different episode. Oh. So then, you know, I mean, I'm getting hundreds of these page views a week, and then only, you know, a small percentage of them, maybe 20%, are actually listening, is my guess. It could be better. But that's not what my stats are showing on the download side. So then, again, an even smaller percentage of those people are actually opting into the funnel, because they hear the ads on the show. That's the only way they're seeing ads or hearing ads from me, is because they've gone to listen to the podcast. They're listening. In the middle of it, there's me saying, hey, why don't you join this, you know, masterclass on Facebook ads? Check it out. a small percentage of them do, but I can see from the Facebook reports how many people are actually signing up for that from the initial ads.
Okay.
And then, so that could be, yeah, like $50, up to $50 for a sign up, but such a high percentage of those people buy from that funnel that the whole thing breaks even. But
and anything above break even
is great.
Is good. And if you double down on all of that, then it should be again and again and again and again, right?
Right. Yes. And that's exactly what I'm doing now. I'm testing different ads, because what happens is typically you'll launch an ad and it'll perform and it will eventually start to deteriorate, is what I call it. You know, you'll have to try out new audiences. You'll have to try out new creative because people just stop clicking at the same rate.
Right.
But I got the show in front of 3,300 new people.
Wow. That's a nice number.
I got 86 new leads, which mm-hmm. meant these are people just opting in from the podcast to right. my different funnel entry points. And that brought in six sales, which totaled that 2,836.
So, but here's the thing. All of the leads that you got, they may come to fruition for you 6 months from now.
Exactly.
And so it, when you do break even, you're actually breaking even plus
exactly.
whatever the revenue is that's going to come down the road for you.
Facebook can only track the revenue that comes in or any conversions that come
in that moment.
From 28 days.
Oh, right. Okay.
So anything that happened on day 29 you know, 3 months, 6 months, a year from now, they're not tracking.
Okay. So I have a question for you, totally personal, selfish, and I'm not sure where this episode is going to run, but the Wealthy Speaker School is getting ready to launch in September. And I'm thinking about doing some advertising for that. So that's why one of your people is going to help me put some things together. She's actually going to be our wingman and really help us, because my team can do most of the heavy lifting. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to have her kind of oversee it and really make sure that we're not screwing up too heavily.
Awesome.
Wasting money. So I'm trying to think about, you know, a budget. Where should we start in terms of a budget? I know people that spend $10,000 a month on a Facebook advertising, and I would like to gradually go into it slowly. What do you think? I mean, am I asking a question that's way out of left field?
So I have a calculator. I'm trying to think of where people can find it. Oh, I think it's clairepels.com/how much.
Oh,
where okay. That's like, if you basically you plug in what your expected conversion rates are, mm-hmm. How much you'd like to spend, an estimate for your cost per lead, cost per sign up, mm-hmm. and that'll tell you what your revenue is likely to be. But I play around with that. You know, when I work with clients, I say, oh, you did this last time. What if your leads cost double? What if your conversion rate is half? Because I don't like to sell anybody a dream that could then potentially sink
right.
a ton of their money.
Right.
But that's a good place to start. Like, you're not going to get 1,000 subscribers with a $200 budget. You know, that's just, unless you're in one of these niches. Like, I've seen ads for how to clean your house in 30 minutes. Those cost per leads were really cheap because it's a broader market.
Right.
But
you're going very, very general. I'm going very, very specific to people who say they are professional speakers or who give keynotes or something like that. So we've got a small market to start with. So tell me, what was the number that you gave me again?
I mean, I said you're not going to get 1,000 subscribers from 200.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, hold on. I can pull up my calculator for you.
Cool.
If you want to talk details.
Sure.
Okay. Here we go. So tell me, what is the price of the offering?
The offering is, let's say, we're changing it right now. Let's say it's $500 just for simplicity.
Okay. And then have you launched this in the past?
In different versions. So probably it's a no outright, but we've been doing lots of pieces of it, not under all one school before.
Got it. Okay. I'm just trying to ask about an estimated conversion rate.
Well, if we go, see, now we're talking about a cold audience, right? My right. own warm audience is where we're going to start, the people who are already on my mailing list, which is really when we're doing just a little side note for marketing. You always want to start with the people who already know, like, and trust you. Mm-hmm. So when you're talking about going out to a cold audience, I don't know what the conversion is.
Okay, then let's do a 1%. Let's be conservative.
Okay. All right.
It could even be less than that. I'm just being totally honest here.
Okay.
Okay, so then let's say our cost per lead, let's give you a high cost per lead because you're going specific.
Right.
And I would say that, I mean, and I've seen higher than $10 per subscriber, but let's say that just for now. And then let's say your investment is $2,000.
Okay.
That actually gives us a negative ROI because $2,000 in ads with a cost per lead of 10 bucks each gives you 200 new leads. If you only get
do I get on the flip side?
When your conversion rate is higher or your cost per lead is lower. This makes a lot more sense when you're looking at it. So that's why I recommend you can just go and watch the video and opt in for the budget calculator. But yeah, you're going to either need a lower cost per lead, which you may very well get. I'm just being ultra conservative because that is how I roll. A higher conversion rate, a lower cost per lead, or potentially a higher price point of your product.
Okay, gotcha. Okay, well, that was purely selfish. So apologies for those of you who are listening who are kind of going, but that just kind of walks us through the calculator for all of the things that you're going to need to know and to plug in. What is the one campaign that all of our listeners should set up today, even with, you know, a small ad spend?
Sure. I wish that everyone and their mother would have the same exact campaign running at all times, which is retargeting people who have already visited your site.
Yes.
And showing them some kind of opt-in. It could definitely be a report, a PDF lead magnet. It could be a webinar.
Right.
Show them ads and make the audience about 50, you know, people who have visited in the past 15 days, because then they'll cycle out.
Okay. So 15 days is the right amount of time. And so for those of you who don't know about retargeting, when you go on to Amazon and search a wicker chair, and then you're everywhere else, the wicker chair pops up on everything you do from there forward for the next 2 weeks. That's why. That's retargeting, right?
Yes, exactly.
Okay. So, and you want to be the wicker chair. That's our goal, is like, ooh, there's Jane. I'm like, where's Waldo? Like, bam, 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 bam. Or sorry, I was thinking more like the whack-a-mole. And then I just keep popping up again. But now people have said, oh no, Facebook is changing it so that you can turn off those ads. So, oh well, you know, that's just a part of the game, right? They're going to.
Yeah, people aren't turning them off though.
Right. Really? In your world, you don't find that that's happening very often?
No, the very vocal friends of mine on Facebook about how terrible Facebook is are very few and far between. They are not the majority. Most people do not care. Maybe they should. I mean, that's up to each individual. But
as privacy gets more and more of an issue. But let's talk about kind of attitude towards Facebook for a second, because I think that that does kind of have something to do with the universe bringing you more wealth. Is how do you feel about spending money in a way that it used to be free for before, you know, you could, before we could do a lot of advertising with a lot of reach on Facebook, and then they changed their business model so that they could make a lot of money. And so what is your feeling about Facebook? Obviously this is what you do in your day job.
Well, my question is, I mean, the funny thing is, in the beginning of my business, I did a lot more blogging. I did a lot more, you know, like free teaching, right? A lot. Mm-hmm. And I do less now. Do I not deserve to get wealthy? Like, is it morally reprehensible for Facebook to want to monetize?
Exactly. That's how I look at it. And I don't begrudge Facebook. I look at Facebook as an opportunity for me to get more eyeballs on what I'm doing. That's how I look at it. And you can either pay to play or don't pay to play. Go somewhere else and do something else that is one of the other things like you mentioned. You can blog more. You can have different campaigns set up in different ways. Talk just generally. You obviously are all in with Facebook. Are you doing Instagram as well?
Do you mean on the ad side or again?
On the ad side, yes.
Oh, sure. When I say Facebook ads, I always mean Facebook and Instagram ads because
both. Okay.
Yeah. So when you set up your campaign, you're asked to choose your placements. And through like about 2017, I was telling people only choose the following placements. Mm-hmm. But Facebook has just gotten so savvy that it knows where to show your stuff so that you get the outcome that you want. Mm. I recently, because a friend of mine wanted to know like specifics about just, well, what's the data around Instagram only? I told Facebook in one campaign, only show it on Instagram. And in another campaign, you do what you want, Facebook. Right. Optimize to your heart's content. I paid more than double for each opt-in on the Instagram only platform. Whereas, Jane, all these ads that I'm running for the podcast, I have told Facebook, you choose.
Yep.
They're only getting shown on Instagram.
Really?
Yeah.
So the same result, only twice the cost. So the little checkbox that says optimize it, do it for me, that's what we want to use.
Automatic placements.
Yeah. Because it's gotten so, so good. And let's talk just briefly about, you know, LinkedIn or other platforms that maybe, what are your thoughts on those? I know you're focused on this, but we have a lot of people who are really selling to business. Mm-hmm. And so LinkedIn is a good place to be for them.
That's the word on the street. I have no idea because I feel like LinkedIn is this, it's this area that I don't know much about because I don't really feel like I'm B2B, even though, mm-hmm. you know, a speaker is a business, right? But it's like a personal, you know, it's not a corporation. So that's why I don't really work on LinkedIn, but my husband does. He has a software development agency and that's been really great for him. I'm personally getting into, I'm doing more and more research about YouTube, but again, that's not going to be, I mean, it's about where are your people searching and like looking for opportunities to hire speakers or work, you know, hire anyone who's involved with their events. It just may very well be LinkedIn. Whereas when that same person wants to set up a Facebook ad, they're Googling on Google or searching on YouTube.
Well, things are constantly changing. How do you keep up with what's going on? Is there a podcast or something that you listen to? Let's talk about your own podcast for a second there too, and mention that. But is there anybody else as well as yours that you let's recommend that people can, what if we want to just stay on top of this all the time?
So it's funny. I don't really think people need to stay on top of Facebook ads.
Okay.
Unless they're spending
a lot of money.
$10,000, $20,000, $30,000 a month or more.
Fair
you know,
enough.
It's the things that change can be, I mean, they literally change every day, but mm-hmm. they're so minute sometimes that I don't worry the least bit about them for months. So, I mean, this is a plug for me, but I would say join a great Facebook group that gives you lifetime access to the group and to like the coaching calls. And just find out what you need for you there. There is a show that is very good called Perpetual Traffic. Ooh. But even I don't listen to every episode.
Right.
Because I have a lot of other podcasts that I like to listen to.
Okay, cool. I think, have I heard you on Amy Porterfield as well?
No. Okay. I mean, that's also a great show. And she does tend to keep on top of things. But mm-hmm. it's like, as soon as you share what's new, there's something else that's new.
It's
so
true.
I worry less about staying on top of things and rather choosing a strategy. Actually, this is one of my struggles, to make the decision right now and say, okay, what is going to be my next growth move? But right. once I choose it, I need to just stick with it and
go all in.
Try to go here, there, a little bit on YouTube, a little bit on, you know, SEO right. and things like that.
You got to be bold. Let's give everybody the name of your podcast, please.
Yes, it's called the Get Paid Podcast. And I ask people how much money they make, how they made it, how much of that revenue goes towards expenses, how much they pay themselves, and basically the strategies that they've tried that have worked for them and some that haven't worked.
Love it. And you integrate Facebook advertising and things like that into your podcast.
Yes, definitely. It's not a show about Facebook ads, because I would find that to be a really boring show to do.
What did you decide early on when you were thinking about your podcast that I just don't want to talk about that all day long? There's not as many places to go. I think your idea about getting paid, and I promise I am going to be a subscriber, because I'm very, very interested in these numbers, and I'm really trying hard, you know, to really set the stage financially for myself to grow. Mm-hmm. And so I'm totally going to tune in. I think that sounds like an awesome podcast.
Yeah, I had the idea, like, when I mean, my business basically started, or I went full time in it when I was fired from my job, like a month after a very good, what do they call those things? Review, annual review.
Yeah, so, performance review.
Performance review, thank you. I don't even know, because I've had that few real jobs. But I was Googling like frantically how to get clients, and I couldn't find any really valuable information. And I was like, how come people aren't talking about exactly how to do things? And then about a year later, I finally decided, okay, well, all these people, all these ads I see about six figures, that, this, that, and the other, well, let's find out what that actually looks like. What is an offering that gets you to six figures? And now I'm personally very interested in the same things, that's yeah. about seven figures.
Yeah. Me too, baby. Okay. We're going to be staying in touch, my dear Claire. I am so excited that you came on the show today. I know it took us a while to get our schedules together, and I'm really, really happy that we did it. Thank you so much for your time. Mate, let's tell everybody where they can get a hold of you.
Yeah. So, I am most active with my students. I mean, I was going to say Facebook or Instagram, but sometimes I won't show up there for a long time. Best place to go is clairepels.com. That's just my website. When will this air? Do you know? I'm trying to see whether the new site will be up.
Let's say in 4 weeks, 4 to 6 weeks.
That's a good deadline for me.
Okay. Clairepels.com. The offer will be there.
There's a great an opt-in, a masterclass about the only five ads that I think people should worry about. And that includes the retargeting ads. So that explains Beautiful. And shows a little bit more what that's about. And you can find that all over that site.
Love it. Well, thank you so much, Claire, for being on the show with us today. I really appreciate your time.
It was my pleasure. Worth the wait.
Thank you, wealthy speakers, for listening. We appreciate you, and we hope that you're subscribing to the Wealthy Speaker Podcast. And with that, we will say, see you soon, wealthy speakers. Bye for now, everyone. Thanks for listening to the Wealthy Speaker Show. Please visit speakerlauncher.com for your free Wealthy Speaker audit, and visit speakerlauncher.com/podcast for show notes and many more resources to help you catapult your speaking business. See you soon, wealthy speakers.